Any unusual act of nature, whether it causes a disaster or not, like an earthquake, sun or moon eclipse, total or partial, and even severe thunder and lightning, is a sign, an ayah of Allah's power. When we experience any such sign of Allah, and the conditions are met, all baligh, sane, Muslim men and women pray a special salah called Salat al-Ayat, the prayer of signs. So the prayer becomes wajib when there is a solar or lunar eclipse, whether partial or full, and even if you do not have any fear from it. It becomes obligatory due to an earthquake. It is a recommended precaution to pray Salat al-Ayat during events such as thunder and lightning, red and black cyclones and other similar celestial phenomena which frightens most of the people. The prayer is only wajib for the people of the area in which the event occurs. The time for performing Salat al-Ayat for a solar or lunar eclipse commences from the moment the eclipse begins, and it continues until the sun or the moon goes back to its normal state. However, once the eclipse is over, the prayer becomes qada. The method of performance. The prayer consists of 2 rak'ahs and 10 ruku's. Each rak'ah has 5 ruku's. There are 2 methods in which one can perform the prayer. Method 1. Niyyah. I am praying Salat al-Ayat wajiban qurbatan ila Allah. Then Takbiratul Ihram, Allahu Akbar. Recite Surah Al-Fatiha and another Surah. Perform Ruku'ah. Thereafter, one should stand straight and recite Surah Al-Fatiha and another Surah again. Then perform Ruku'ah again. Continue this action for 5 times all up. After the 5th Ruku'ah, we perform 2 sajdas. This becomes our first rak'ah. Now we stand up again to perform the second rak'ah in the same manner as was done in the first rak'ah. Now recite tashahud and taslim, and that's it. In total, you will have prayed 2 rak'ahs that have 10 ruku's. Method 2 is a little shorter. First perform your intention, then takbiratul ihram, Allahu Akbar. Now recite Surah Al-Fatiha. Now we choose a surah and split it into 5 parts. Note, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim cannot make up one of the 5 parts on its own. We have chosen Surah Al-Qadr. So we say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Then we do ruku', Subhana Rabbiyal Azim wa bihamdi. That is the first ruku'. Then stand up and say, Wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. Then ruku', Subhana Rabbiyal Azim wa bihamdi. That is the second. Then stand up and say the third verse. Then ruku', that is now the third ruku'. Then stand up and say the fourth verse. Then ruku', that is now the fourth ruku'. Then stand up and say the fifth verse. Salamun hi hatta matla'i al-fajr. Then ruku', subhana rabbi al-azim wa bihamdi. That is now the fifth ruku'. Stand up straight saying Allahu Akbar. Do your 2 sajdas. Rise up for your second rak'ah now and perform it in the same way as the first. At the end, recite tashahud and salam after the 2 sajdas. Note, if a woman is in a state of haid and an eclipse or earthquake occurs, it is not obligatory on her to perform Salat al-Ayat, and nor does she have to make it up.